I turned to where Alice Travers lay, her face a battered mess, and knelt beside her. "Hello, Alice." Alice's broken lips twitched, and her eyes flickered open, the white bloodshot, one bulging from its socket. "My name is Stella."
"Stella?"
Her voice had no power behind it, no breath, no life. "Have you seen any other children here? Maybe a girl called Amy?"
"I think I'm in a terrible way, Miss Stella. Could you come here, doctor? I don't want to die."
I took her cold, damp hand in mine. "I'm sorry, Alice, but you're already a long time dead. What happened to you was 80 years ago."
80 years? No, it just happened. It's always just happening. I get back up and clean off the blood, and then they come running after me again."
She sat up, her clothes tearing away from the dried blood, and pushed herself back to her feet, joints cracking like logs on a fire.
"Look,"
she said, pointing to the other end of the alley.
"Here they come again, and again, and again."
I turned to see her attackers, her school bullies, running into the alley, their faces a mixture of joy and savagery, sprinting towards her. I instinctively pulled the surrounding magic into myself and unleashed a molten arc of power, trying to stop the kids in their tracks. But they ran straight through the spell, not even flinching. I looked away as they punched and kicked and stamped at Alice. They weren't really alive. There was nothing I could do to stop this. Alice Travers was long dead, and beyond anything I could do. I could only help the kids that were here, but still alive, laid up in hospitals across London, in a hidden Eve's den, in a room, laying beside me, in the London Coven. Eventually the bullies blinked out of existence, and it was just me and Alice left in the alley. "Alice? Alice, have you seen Amy?"
"Yes, she was here once. I remember her. She tried to help me too, but you can't help the dead, can you? Too late then. Too late."
"Can you tell me where she might be?" Alice nodded.
"She's where her fear is. Find her fear. Oh, look, here they come again."
Alice got back to her feet. "Thanks. I'm sorry I can't help you," I said, and turned from her, passing the two bullies as I made my way out of the alley. Alice's scream cut off abruptly as I stepped out of the alley and into what lay beyond. I stopped. I could hear girls jeering, the sound bouncing off something hard, like we were inside a tiled room. I was in a communal toilet, 4 cubicles on one side, a line of sinks and mirrors on the other. 4 girls were stood in a little semicircle at the far end, a 5th girl in front of them, her back pressed against the wall as the other girls leaned in at her. Amy.
"God, you're fat."
"So fat and gross."
"Why do you think Josh would even look at you, never mind fancy you, you dirty skank?"
"Bitch."
"What's wrong with your clothes?"
"Mum can't afford anything decent."
"Shut up,"
Amy cried.
"Or what?"
"What you gonna do, bitch?"